We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, there's a report this morning out of TSN that the Yankees and Twins have asked the Blue Jays about a package deal for starting pitcher Marcus Stroman and closer Ken Giles. Let's go to our source, Mike Max, on the morning news. Hi, Maxie.
Hey, how are you?
What do you think of that?
It'd be okay. Giles is a good closer, and he'd give him something to, he doesn't have to close for Toronto much this year. Stroman's been a guy that's been mentioned throughout this as one of the top three available of the people that you'd look at. Stroman and Baumgartner, of course, are right there. He's good, not great. If you could get both of them, you got something, because that would really shore up the back end of your bullpen. And if you went Giles and Rogers or flip-flop, depending on the eighth and ninth inning. Giles is a good pitcher, been in that system now for a little bit, had some success. Stroman as well. Like I said, I don't think Stroman's an ace's ace, but he would help solidify your staff. You know, I don't think he's not throw him at number one and everybody rallies around him, but he'd give you a nice arm there somewhere in the middle, and maybe that was, you know, maybe you move another starter to the pen, and all of a sudden you by two additions you get about three different spots filled. So it would make a little bit of sense, and they're gonna do something here. So if they get both from the same team, albeit.
Then the Baumgartner trade talk is heating up too, because now the Brewers, Braves, Astros, Twins are all the teams apparently that are focused.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's getting a rental player because he's done after the, his contract is up after this year. So it's an interesting play for Baumgartner. How good is he right now? The Giants aren't very good, of course, at all. That's why he's available. And number two, what do you give up if you're only going to give him for a few months? How much can he do for you? Obviously, he's got experience as a big-time pitcher in the postseason and going down the stretch. He knows those situations, but I'd be real careful how much you gave up for him. And I don't know what San Francisco's asking, but now they got a bidding war going, it looks like, and that can be difficult sometimes. Now, the good news is the Twins got, I think, as much to give up as anybody, because they've just had so many guys blossom right in front of us, whether it's Larisa Reyes or Sano, they're sitting on there, and Astudillo, and a lot of guys that can play on this team that would be attractive to any team that could be everyday players. And Adrianza, I think, could be an everyday player here at some point in time. So, in some respects, the Twins, I don't want to say they're in the driver's seat, but compared to years past, they got a lot more to give and to play with right now to get a pitcher, and they will get a pitcher for sure.
All-star game tonight, Mike, 6:30, home run derby last night. Alonso, the rookie, wins it. But, boy, that effort between Guerrero Jr. and Peterson was unbelievable.
Yeah, Guerrero Jr., is he a big kid. He in that Toronto system, and he played with one of my guys from Gatorade there, Brody Rodney, played with him in the minor leagues, and Brody he's hurt right now pitching in that same system, but he just said that Guerrero was something else to play with and to watch him hit, and I think he played fall league, et cetera, with him, and that was one of those you couldn't miss, and they got, I think Roger Clemens' son is in that Toronto system, and so is Craig Biggio, so they drafted a whole bunch of guys there, of not just former big league players, but famous big league players that are working their way up. I think Clemens might either go into pitching or go from pitching to hitting now and then making the transition to minor leagues. But Guerrero, you can see why there's hype on him, man. That's going to be one tough out over the years, because he swings and he swings hard, and he looks like his dad up there. He comes out of his heels sometimes when he wants to.
You know, I was over to Target Field to take in a few cuts, and Ken Herbeck.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, okay. Are you kidding me? That's like Nirvana, Maxie, let's face it. Or as in Norway they say, that's like Walhalla. It's like the perfect place.
Walhalla.
But anyway, so I was thinking about Herbie in the All-Star game. He made it as a rookie, didn't he?
Was it his rookie year? He never went after that because he protested, you know. He went to Montreal. It might have been his rookie year, close to. And then after that, he said, don't bother, because, and I just talked to him about this last week. It wasn't that he was slighted 1 year, although he might have been. It was that he was tired of seeing his teammates be slighted that he knew were good enough. And, of course, we just went through this last week when you say who made the All-Star game and who didn't and why, and you know, why didn't Kepler and all that stuff. Well, that's been going on for years, you know, because you take one player from each team and then the man, whoever's managing the team lobbies for his players. And, you know, it always gets political. And, you know, there's a guy here that's he's not having a great year, but it might be his last year in the game, so let's get him in. All that stuff happens, and so Irby just said, "Don't ask me anymore after that." But yeah, he went the one time, and then he said, "That's good for me. That's what you're going to do it. Don't ask me anymore."
Yeah, I don't know if there's been a better first baseman come down the road than Ken Herbeck.
Well, yeah, I mean, what was the old story Tom Kelly tells? That a year after he's gone, they hit a pop fly, and the first baseman can't catch it, and Kelly says, "I can't believe he can't get that," and Dick Sutch says, "The only guy who can get that ball is retired living in Bloomington, Skip."
Yeah, that's right. You got kind of spoiled watching them over there.
Yeah.
Hey, are the Wolves, the $28 million to keep Tyus, what, 2 days left to match that if they want to?
Yeah, and Glenn Taylor's on it today. I think he really wants to, but I mean, that's a big number. That's a significant number. But the problem is, I don't know where they go if they don't match it, meaning you're going to try to trade Teague. You don't know what you're going to get out of him if you do have him. And now you go to what? You've got a couple guys that you signed here in the offseason that can play some point guard. But I mean, you need minutes out of that position, and you need guys that you can count on, and you know what you're going to get out of them. And Tyus fits that bill. So I don't know if they don't match Tyus where they go to get point guard play for this next year. And like I said, you can't play Teague that many minutes, and I'm not sure he wants to play that much except he's in the last year of that contract. And so now I don't know where you go. You'd have to make a trade or something. And I don't think there's any more point guards really out there that are significant on the free agent market, but you'd have to trade your way out of it or something. If you didn't draft any point guard, they got a tough pill right there to swallow or figure out here the next 24 hours.
So I'm over in the other room the other day at home, and my son and daughter are home, and they didn't see me in the other room. And so they say, "Hey, Mom, where does Dad keep his old Dutch chips?"
And you were listening, and they didn't know, right?
They didn't know, because I was trying to hide them.
Yep.
But they figured it out, and there they went. So we had to stock up yesterday again, which,
yep,
that's just kind of the way it goes with old Dutch. It's that good.
Yeah. They don't say, "Where's Dad keep his wallet?" They say, "Where's Dad keep his old Dutch chips?" Right?
Exactly.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and I'm not going to say what grocery store, but a famous chain here in Minnesota. She's the cashier. She was not referring to our commercials when I was checking out, and I was getting old Dutch chips, and she said, "She goes, God, I love these." She goes, I was getting the restaurant today, but she said, "I'm going to tell you, yesterday, I got a bag of salt and vinegar." From the old Dutch chips, and I took them up to the break room and bought them here. And she said, "I couldn't believe it. By the end of the day, they were gone." And I said, "Don't feel bad, man. This is what happens to everyone."
Yeah.
On the road, and she works there, and she ought to, she's got her choices. She can buy whatever chips she wants anytime. Mm-hmm. And what she picked, the old Dutch salt and vinegar, and that was unsolicited. She was just telling me, making an observation. I said, "Don't feel bad. I've heard this story so many times, you know."
Ask Jordana Green how good my Dutch Crunch potato chips are. She doesn't. She doesn't.
The ones that were on your desk.
Yeah, she doesn't know. I know. But they were on my desk.
And she likes to fancy the gourmet chips. And there's something for everybody.
Well, there is, and I actually, you know what? There's kind of a smile on your face because everybody loves Old Dutch. That's why you and I both like to wear our Old Dutch shirts around town, because we know people will love us no matter what.
Yeah, one day.
Unconditional love, I might add.
And unconditional. And one day, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be next week, but we're going to continue to lobby. And one day, we're going to get to drive the old Dutch truck. Okay? We've already broached the topic with Matt Colfer enough time. Eventually, he's going to give in and renege.
Yep, we're going to go out on the route.
Yep.
Because
it'd be a great feel-good. It'd be a great self-esteem booster to be able to walk in stores like that.
Can you imagine? And let's face it, we've worked with Sid for how many years? We deserve this.
Yep. That's the case we've been making.
Exactly. The case of Old Dutch. All right, Max.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind coming back in an hour, finish off those chips, and I'll see you at 8:40.
Yep, I'll finish the chips and be back at 8:40.
Sports brought to you by Federated Insurance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.